This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Right now is one of the most important times in the 26-year history of Joy. Times are tough financially, but that will never stop us from delivering powerful, meaningful, and uplifting radio for you. To get ready for the future, we're launching Joy Nation and we need your support to do it. So help Joy by asking your workmates, your next door neighbour, your mum, your dad, your siblings and of course your friends. Go to joy.org.au and make a donation to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine. Every Saturday, 10 till 12.
You are on Saturday Magazine Joy 94.9 on this wonderful Pride March weekend. I'm Macca. My co-host this morning is Tass. And our guest now is Anna Brown, CEO of Equality Australia. Good morning, Anna.
Good morning, Macca and Tass.
Good morning to you. Great to have you back on the airwaves.
Lovely.
And Happy New Year to you.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Happy New Year. If I can start, Anna, just quickly, the goings-on or the strategy and the plans of City Point College in Brisbane, what they wanted to do with their enrolment contract, in a way this has done us a favour in that it has highlighted just what some organisations, how they want to discriminate against us, which brings us to the Religious Discrimination Bill. So it's a bit of a gift from heaven, really. City.
That's a positive spin on a very negative experience.
Yes.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Obviously, it was a deeply traumatic experience for all of the students and parents who received this letter. Literally the Friday before the Monday school was due to return. It was just. Would have been so distressing. And what was really wonderful to see was the school community and the broader community really respond to what they saw as an incredibly harmful document that said some really offensive things about our communities and proposed to exclude students on the basis of their gender identity, for example. What it did do, as you rightly say, Macca, is really put into stark relief the sorts of practices that we have around this country and the need for laws at a national level that protect students and teachers at these schools so that everyone can work and study with dignity and respect and in safety. It's really important. It was also surprising, it was in the hearings over summer, which hopefully most people were having a holiday and didn't have to prepare submissions and appear before hearings like some of us did, some of the conservative Christian groups or school peak organisations were saying that this sort of thing just doesn't happen and we don't discriminate. And then for this to come out and have such public attention just after those hearings and before the debate on this terrible bill was an incredibly important moment, I think, in this whole debate about these issues that's been raging now for some months.
So Anna, the parliamentary inquiries have finished their report, all 200 odd pages of it, which I think you've probably read it. I started and my eyes started glazing over. I'm interested as to the committee's work and, proposals around amendments, but basically saying the legislation, should be passed. What's your view on that?
Well, the first thing to say, and I meant to say it earlier, is that the City Point example that we're just talking about also shows us what is to come if the Religious Discrimination Bill is passed as proposed. So that was an important point to make, is that religious schools and other organisations will be empowered to force their employees to sign contracts agreeing to beliefs that contradict their own, to keep their jobs, or even to get an education. So that's an important point to remember, that even if we, as the Prime Minister is now, for another time, committed to fixing the Sex Discrimination Act and ensuring students are protected, that alone won't solve the problems with this religious discrimination bill. And it was the sorts of concerns that we raised in the hearing were also raised by many, many other groups, whether it was business, disability groups, women's organisations, even some faith groups and unions. We saw a really broad-ranging and deep level of concern in the community represented in the evidence before those hearings. But sadly, the committee did fail to make a strong recommendation that the bill shouldn't be passed, but they did, as committees, but also as an additional comment by Labor and by Senator Andrew Bragg from the Liberal Party and by the Greens, raise a number of concerns. And I think it's more important in this debate to remember that the Labor Party position hasn't been formed yet, and the committee reports don't represent a party view. So I almost think we need to put the committee reports to one side and look at where we're look at the landscape and where the parties are sitting. And for the government, this is a big problem for them, because we have a number of moderate Liberal MPs and senators that are speaking out publicly as recently as yesterday about their concerns with the bill, the sorts of concerns that we've raised about the bill, it's undermining and overriding existing discrimination protections for LGBT people, women, people with disabilities, and ironically, people of faith. So we need to look at the entire picture politically, and I think it's fair to say that there's concerns across the board, and no one's completely happy with it. This is a friendless and deeply flawed proposal.
So in your assessment, Anna, where do you think the opposition parties are sitting on this bill as it sits at the moment?
Well, the Greens have a very strong position of opposition, and always have done. The Independents and many of the crossbench, both in the Senate and in the lower house, have raised concerns and have signalled they'll oppose the legislation, which is good. I mean, not all Independents. So Bob Catter, for example, I don't think we can expect to have the same concerns that we do. And then when it comes to Labor, they've repeatedly said, for as long as, I think, over a year, that that they support protections for people with faith, but they don't support the overriding of discrimination protections that are in existence now. And if they apply that position to their position, if they apply that principle to their position going into the debate and vote on the bill, then they should oppose it. But I think that remains to be seen, which is why it's so important. If you haven't written to your MP already, please do get online.
Yes.
And go to our website, www.equalityaustralia.org.au, and on the front page you can click on the Religious Discrimination Bill link, and there's some handy hints on writing to your MP, and every single letter makes a difference. Every time I meet with an MP or senator, they'll talk about what they're hearing from their constituents, from a teacher who's lost their job because they're divorced, or from a young gay person. This is an issue across the community, and MPs and senators need to be hearing from everyone out there about why this matters and why the bill in its current form shouldn't pass through our parliament and become law.
There's a question, Anna, and this is in some of the comments, that the Constitution says, the Australian Constitution, that the Commonwealth not to legislate in respect of religion. This goes to one of the cores of whether or not this legislation is constitutional, doesn't it?
Yeah, there was some significant constitutional and legal issues raised in the evidence. Professor Anne Toomey, who's a well-known and regarded constitutional expert, raised her concerns with the committee around the constitutionality of some provisions, and discrimination law experts also raised concerns, because it's very unprecedented for a federal law to explicitly try and override a state law. And then you do it in, and to do it in a context where we're talking about laws that protect people from harm, that protect their human rights. I mean, that's even more unprecedented. So, obviously our federal system means that laws do conflict and contradict between the state and federal spheres all the time, and courts are asked to make decisions about and rule on whether certain laws cover the field and whether state laws are ruled to be invalid to the extent of that inconsistency, which is why Toomey and others are raising these issues. And, I mean, our takeaway from all of this is that it's so, the drafting is so complex, it's unnecessarily complex, and it raises so much uncertainty, not just legally, but just in a practical sense, for people that are going to be left with the job of running schools and workplaces and organisations. And the same provisions that are attracting this legal technical criticisms are the provisions that we really object to, that are the ones that single out our communities for unfair treatment, and they're the ones that should be removed. But of course, we think at this point, this close to the election, the bill simply should be scrapped altogether.
So we've seen, Anna, in one of them, in Clause 12, you know, there's a comment here that it provides a minister, and this is regards to the statements of belief, that it provides a minister with the power to prescribe other laws to be overridden by, and I assume this is by, allows it to be done by regulation. So it gives the power to a minister to prescribe...
Yes, to the Attorney General.
Yeah, the Attorney General, to override other laws, I assume.
Anna, it's... I mean, we raise this point in our evidence because we're very alarmed that the Attorney General could choose to prescribe a law. For instance, the recent conversion practices protections in Victoria, which we know that certain religious groups have been lobbying the federal government to override. And we hope that the federal government wouldn't do that, but
this gives the right
in
for that
theory,
minister to do it.
That is possible under this bill if it was to pass. And, you know, when a regulation's passed, it can be still disallowed by Parliament. But there's no question that regulation making is not subject to the same level of parliamentary scrutiny than a law is when it's passed. So we're deeply alarmed and concerned about that part of the bill.
So the next steps, Anna, the bill is set for debate in the next sitting.
Yeah, it's listed for Tuesday.
Tuesday. So we've seen a number of members, Liberal members, indicating in both in the House and in the Senate that they don't support the legislation. Katie Allen actually said last night on the project that... and I didn't hear it, but there was, you know, the potential for her to cross the floor. We know Warren Inch's view. I'm going to put, you know, the hard question on you. Do you think there are sufficient numbers in the lower house, in the House of Representatives, for the government to pass the legislation as it stands? Do you think there are the numbers?
No, I think they've got a really big problem on their hands, because if every moderate that spoke up against the legislation was to cross, then it would not pass. But we need to absolutely keep voicing our concerns and ensure that whether it's the Labor Party, those moderates, or the independents, that they have support from people out there in the community saying you need to take that stand and you need to vote in accordance with the public concerns that you've expressed, because saying something is one thing, but voting in Parliament and crossing the floor is no small act, is another. So we're taking a delegation led by Ian Thorpe to Canberra next week of people affected by this legislation. Karen Pack, an incredible lesbian teacher and writer who is who lost her job because she wanted to marry her same-sex partner.
Yes, we've had her on the show, actually.
Yes. Isn't she great?
Fabulous.
I'm so sorry, my dog's, you'll get my dog's making a cameo appearance in the interview. But, yeah, a fantastic delegation of people that want the Parliament to hear about just how devastating the consequences will be of this legislation if it were to pass. So we'll be in Canberra speaking to as many people as we can and making sure that the concern out there is heard loud and clear by our parliamentarians.
So most importantly, Anna, is that people write to their MP.
The call to action.
Or to their senator. And yes, on the Equality Australia website, there are, you know, there's the ability to do that. Don't hesitate to personalise those letters, but it's really, really important, as you've said earlier, you know, that when you meet with members of Parliament, they tell you about the letters they've received and the volume of letters they've received. It does make a difference. So let's assume that, worst case scenario, it passes the House of Reps. Of course, some of those members who've said they'll cross the floor, they can actually abstain, has the same impact.
There's also some complexity with COVID.
Yes.
Keeping some members and senators away. So there's pairing. There's,
yes.
Yeah.
So you've then
extra
got...
Extra degree of difficulty.
Yeah. You then end... Let's worst case scenario, it ends up in the Senate. The government is going to have the same problem, isn't it?
Yes. So if Labor and the Greens and the two, Rex Patrick, Sterling Griff and Jackie Lambie, all vote together as a block, they can block legislation in the Senate. They would need one more vote to pass an amendment to the bill. So a Liberal or other senator would need to join that block of Labor, Greens and those three crossbench senators. Yeah.
Anna, we're unfortunately out of time, but just once again, before you do go, the call to action, what should our listeners do this morning if they want to make their voice heard?
Yeah, oh, thank you. Please do stand up for laws that protect all of us equally and write to your MP or senator to oppose the Religious Discrimination Bill. Jump online at the Equality Australia website, equalityaustralia.org.au, and right on the front page there is a button for the Religious Discrimination Bill campaign, and you can take action and call on your MP to oppose the Religious Discrimination Bill.
Thank you very much, Adam.
Hints on how to do that.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Really important, go to the Equality Australia page. If you haven't sent a letter to your MP, you need to do it. This is really, really important. You need to act now to do what you can to stop this legislation.
Saturday Magazine, every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.